Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
7:14. Now, this is the time of week every Monday where we spend a few minutes with Joe and Cindy Farini in My Marriage Matters, where we talk about a variety of issues. And this week, we're going to finally address the fact that you two have obviously liked Christina way better than Kathleen all these years, right?
My. No. We like them equally.
Yeah, that, you better say that.
Yeah.
We were never accused of that, but we were accused of favoritism.
Yes, you were.
Okay, you can't just say that and leave it there.
When the kids were little, as many of the listeners know, our son Joey, who is the oldest, has special needs. And so we would often let him go to Grandma and Grandpa Farini's house so we could do things with the girls that Joey couldn't do. I don't know how long we were doing that, but one day, one of the girls, probably both of them, came to us. I don't really remember who verbalized it, but they said, we think that you like Joey better than us. And we said, really? Why? And they said, well, because he always gets to go to Grandma and Grandpa Farini's house.
Oops.
And here we were, you know, trying to get special time with the girls to do things that Joey wasn't able to do. And we realized that it looked like favoritism to them.
Yeah.
So we made sure then that they got to go to Grandma and Grandpa's, often with Joey, but then sometimes without him too.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't even know as parents that we're not showing favoritism, but the kids might think that we are.
Oh yeah. I mean, my kids are constantly like holding a scorecard, trying to just be like, well, you always do this for that person. And oh, goodness sakes. But there's a dad who wrote to you guys, right? Concerned that his wife is, without admitting it, favoring one of their four kids.
Right. And I thought this was really interesting because I remember when I had Joey, you know, of course you look at your first child and you think, oh my goodness, like we have so much love for this child. And I remember when I was expecting Christina thinking, I hope that I will love this child as much as I love Joey. Of course, not knowing that when you have that child, God gives you that unconditional agape love that just keeps on, you know, opening and welcoming more to the family. And of course, you know, when we looked at her, we loved her, and same thing with Kathleen. And so, you know, you can have 10 kids and the love just multiplies. And I think that's wonderful. But I think in this case, if there really is something, which in the particular question, the father recognizes it and other people have mentioned it to him and they recognize it. And so I think that something needs to be done, because I think that can really pit one child or other children against that child, as well as really not allowing for the family to have harmony.
Goodness. So how, I mean, this is, I don't envy this guy for having to bring this up. I mean, what's the best way for him to address this?
Well, I think one of the ways to do it is just go to the Bible. I mean, I think, you know, the classic biblical example that demonstrates the dangers and the harmful effects of favoritism is the story of Isaac and Rebekah and their two sons, you know, Esau and Jacob. And as the story goes, I mean, Isaac loved Esau and Rebekah loved Jacob. And the ultimate result of this favoritism is that Rebekah and Jacob conspired, they deceived and lied against Isaac and Esau. And, you know, Jacob ends up receiving the blessing that rightfully really belonged to Esau. And consequently, you know, Esau then hated Jacob and sought revenge against him. And, you know, even to this day in the Middle East and the world, we are still reaping the consequences of this favoritism. And I think that's a precedent that it's difficult to even argue with that one, to show the dangers and the harmful effects of favoritism.
Huh. Yeah, that makes a lot of
sense. Yeah, and it is a time-old problem where we can see the big consequences of it. But, I mean, should this dad talk to the kids about it? Or is this just something the kids should, or the couple should address themselves?
Well, I think, you know, it could be. And again, we don't know the whole situation here. I think the wife just needs to be told of the favoritism. I mean, it's possible that this man's wife may not even realize the obviousness of her favoritism towards this one child. So it may be obvious to everyone else, but it's a huge blind spot to her.
Yeah.
And so I think, secondly, this wife just needs to hear from her children. She needs to hear from trusted friends and family that she respects and will most likely listen to them. And, you know, many times if you're, the husband says, you know, you really are spending way too much time with Johnny. And, you know, she just kind of blow him off a little bit, if you will, and just say, basically, this is, no, you're looking into that. But if she keeps hearing it from other people, that will make a difference. And I think, you know, once she turns the corner on this one and she says, and she realizes and recognizes that she is doing these things, what she needs to do at that point is she needs to just ask for forgiveness for this favoritism that had from everybody that has been affected by her actions. And she needs to seek repentance and pursue reconciliation with the other children who have been slighted by her actions. And it really becomes more of a, you know, classic, how do you resolve conflict?
I wonder if like, do you wait until the kids say something? Because what if they aren't even aware of the fact, you know, and then all of a sudden they have this thought in their mind, oh, mom does favor this kid. And then, you know what I mean? Like, what if they don't even know it? And what if they're too young to even know it yet?
Well, if they are too young to know it, that's probably the perfect time for someone to step in and lovingly confront this mom. And, you know, even just like the example that we gave earlier, I'm glad that you two girls confronted us with what looked like favoritism to you, because who knows what would that have done 20, 30 years later, you know, to your hearts or to the relationship that we all have within our family.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it does have to be brought up. And, you know, maybe it isn't an issue of favoritism. Maybe it's an issue of this child has more needs. So I think the open dialogue needs to take place so right. that there's that good conversation. I remember a story that I read, this is years ago, and it was about President Jimmy Carter, and he was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. He had just been inaugurated, and he was walking with his family to the White House. And one of the reporters asked his mother, Miss Lillian, Miss Lillian, you must be very proud of your son. And she replied, which one?
Oh.
And I just really think
Oh, she was ready for that one.
Yeah.
She was ready. And I
great
think,
answer.
You know, it's such a great little reminder to me that we have to always be thinking just about the importance of how important each one of our children are to us for whatever they bring to the family, whatever their weaknesses and strengths are, and to just be able to love them no matter what they do, no matter who they are, because, you know, no matter whether you have one or 10 or 12, they're all going to be different.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's 7:22, almost time to say goodbye. Any final thoughts for us, Cindy, before we sign off here with you?
Well, you know, I just think the idea of this is recognizing it if it is an issue. And if it isn't an issue, just recognizing what is it that looks like it might be the issue. Certainly, like I said, just having good confrontation and being able to talk about it. And I just think that there's a lot of frustration that would go with that. I do know a couple of adult people who have expressed over the course of friendships with me where they do know that they have a sibling who's a favorite child. Some people it affects in a negative way, and then in others they're well adjusted and they just kind of laugh and it's not really a big thing. But if it were my children who were coming to me with this, I sure would want to share with them, talk with them, and have good conversation. And I think Joe wants to say something more.
Yeah, I just want to reinforce what Cindy just said. I think we, as parents, we need to be very intentional, very proactive in each of our children's lives, cultivating a good, healthy relationship with each one. And it could be something just as simple as just regularly hugging and kissing them and telling them that you love them. I mean, and asking them questions about their day, spending time with them, doing things they love to do. I mean, these are just really, really important things that each of the parents can be doing for each of their children. And as a parent, I can tell you that one of the best things we can be doing also is we need to be praying for our children on a regular basis as well, and making sure that they become all that they can become in Christ.
Well, it's 7:24, time to say goodbye again. Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour with their advice in My Marriage Matters. You can go find them on Facebook or cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com. And Kathleen turned out pretty good in spite of you guys favoring Christina so much. So.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you so much.
See ya. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.